The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, beefy burgers, cozy comfort meals, and more. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the semi-annual sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code SAVEBIG at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code SAVEBIG. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
So CyberSafe Kids has been pushing this idea of doing a cyber detox. And one of the people who has been willing to take on the experiment is Orla McDermott, who is a board member of CyberSafe Kids. And I think that given her presence here as well, her daughter Tara may also be going through a cyber detox. This consists of what? No phones, no gadgets, no TVs? Where do you draw the line?
Well, we do use the television because we watched a movie last night. Yeah. So there's definitely films involved and we watched a bit of documentaries about birds this morning, didn't we?
Yeah, dancing birds.
Dancing birds?
Yes.
What kind of dancing bird?
I forgot the name.
But they were very fancy, weren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, is this the one that sort of puts out its wings and does a sort of a circle on the forest floor?
Yeah, kind of.
I can't remember what they're called. So, dancing bird documentaries are okay, but not text messages, not emails, not Snapchat, not TikTok.
No Switches, no Xboxes. No iPads, that kind of stuff, yeah.
And what about for Tara? Hey! How have you found... Now, are you using the phone for phone calls?
Yes. And the things... Like, even this morning, I realised I had to get up early and the heating hadn't come on, so I had to take my phone out to turn the heating on. So there is a certain amount
Did you scroll a little? Did you open a browser?
I might have just checked my messages. But generally... Just trying to kind of, the whole idea is setting the example that we can have time together, focus time together without a phone and without screens and without.
Tara, is she mostly on her phone all the rest of the time? Is she? Go on, you can tell the truth. It's fine. We know. I can tell by your eyes. She is. She's never off. That's essentially what she's saying. Has she been talking to you more during the detox? Have you gotten loads of attention?
Yeah, mainly because I get a lot of attention from my dad by doing this. Dad.
That works, does it?
Yeah, it
really works. How many does it take before he finally breaks? Does he go as far as 6 or 7?
10, maybe.
Wow, that's good. That's good stamina. So what have you found have been the things that you have missed for it?
You don't really miss. In fairness, it's like, because it's, you know, it's a certain amount of time. It's you look forward to the things you've planned. So last night we watched a movie. We played some Uno, and Tara is an Uno shark. Just forget about it.
Really?
Absolutely. Don't even think about trying to win because she will.
Remind
callously.
Me. Is Uno the sort of the dolphin, the little hand, the egg, and you have to match them up, kind of like Snap with images? Is that what it is?
No, it's kind of like it's a card game. And you have to, like, get rid of all your cards. And the person with the most cards loses. And it's kind of like numbered cards. So
like,
you pick up 4. The person that's next in line to you has to pick up 4.
Yeah.
And you tend to be good at this, are you? You're a pretty good Uno player. Did you play for anything? Did you win anything? Like, did you get something? Did you get a stuffed toy at the end of this game? Or was it just glory?
Glory.
Just glory.
Tara likes to. She likes the glory. Yeah.
So what do you find? Because I mentioned about the link with CyberSafe Kids. What are you finding in terms of kids' exposures to screens and to gadgets? Is it becoming endemic?
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's like you see children on screens and they're just not interacting. I think it's their losing ability to interact with other people. It's when you're on screens, you're not outside. You're not playing with your friends. You're not reading books. You're not interacting with your family. So they're kind of replacing other kind of essential skills in life.
And what's the CyberSafe Kids advice in terms of when phones and screens should be given? What do you, Tara, would you like to have a phone now if you could?
Yeah.
Yeah. When do you think you'll get a phone? Do you know?
No.
Well,
maybe. Like,
Mom,
I don't know. It's but probably we'll see in the school situation how she gets to school and how she copes with that. She knows my phone number. So she knows if she gets into a situation out in the street, she can go up to an adult and she can ask them to ring me. So that's kind of covered with that.
But that balance is tricky because you have, it isn't a decision that you can make exclusively on your own. Because on the one hand, you can say, well, my belief is that you'd be 13, 14, 15, whatever.
Absolutely.
It might be.
Yeah.
But if every single peer
yes.
is subject to a different set of criteria and rules, that brings its own pressures.
It does. And for instance, the school we go to, they have, everybody has agreed, everybody has kind of signed up to the fact that nobody in primary school is, there's a no phone campus for children. And you just don't see phones. The children don't have phones. And we're kind of lucky because all the kids are local. They don't have to travel very far. And most of them walk or cycle to school. So it's easier for children, I think, when they have that little bit of independence, safe kind of independence, not to use phones.
And what do you think is the recommendation then? Because this is obviously 24-hour detox is the suggestion from CyberSafe Kids. Is that a thing that you would suggest families do regularly? Or would you suggest that there are times when no devices should be used at all? Do you put a sort of a curfew on family usage?
I think it's nice to do it regularly, to kind of carve out time together. You know, we like have different ideas. We do this thing called a day of delicious food,
yeah.
where the kids get to decide what they're going to eat for breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Oh.
Yes. And so Tara yesterday said she wanted to have her granddad's Christmas ham for dinner.
Is this Christmas ham that your granddad makes?
Yeah, it's really good.
Is it? Yeah. What's your favourite lunch then?
Oh, God. A lot of pressure. I don't know.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
Tara, thank you very much for coming in. Likewise, Orla. Really appreciate it. Orla McDermott there and Tara McDermott as well.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, beefy burgers, cozy comfort meals, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code SAVEBIG when you shop omahasteaks.com today. Now is the time to load up on exceptional flavor and everyday convenience. From tailgating essentials to family favorites, the semi-annual sale is your chance to save big on everything you need to serve up fabulous fall flavor. USDA certified tender steaks, easy appetizers, and so much more. And every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Shop now at omahasteaks.com and save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the semi-annual sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code SAVEBIG at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com code SAVEBIG. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.